John Passacantando. He is the executive director of Greenpeace, one of the groups filing suit about has something to do with all the spying. We're going to find out just what Greenpeace might be talking about that's top secret and threatening Homeland Security. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand there was a lawsuit back in July of 2005. At that time, you published something on your website, an article asking Federal Bureau of Intimidation, and it was discussing FBI efforts to collect information about peaceful organizations under the umbrella of the Bush administration's anti-terrorism laws. Have you taken some new action since then, or is this in relation to that? It's just that it's coming up now.
No, these are separate actions, and disturbing that we're seeing surveillance of peaceful groups by a number of the agencies. What we did on the FBI is with the ACLU and other environmental and anti-war groups, we filed a Freedom of Information Act request to the FBI. We said we want to see everything you've added to your files on these groups since January 1, 2000. We found the FBI had accumulated 2,400 pages of information on Greenpeace in its files just in those few years. So we had to then threaten to sue them. And a federal judge demanded that the FBI give the documents over. We got all 2,400 pages. More than half of them have been redacted. They're blanked out. But basically, the FBI is using your tax money, our tax money, under the rubric of Homeland Defense. This is part of their anti-terrorism budget, and they're surveilling groups like Greenpeace and other peaceful groups, as well as anti-war groups. Now, with the release of information about the NSA, the National Security Agency, saying that they are gathering phone transcripts, emails, faxes, etc., for people who are talking to others overseas, particularly people in the Mideast, that affects many of us, including Greenpeace. We're a global organization. We're in 40 countries. We do peaceful anti-war and pro-environmental work. A perfect 35-year record of peaceful activities. We think we're very likely to have been caught up in that, as have many of these other groups that filed this suit against the NSA, led by the ACLU.
Okay, so you have some 2,400 pages of documents on Greenpeace. How can you prove that? Where's the evidence?
We actually received a box of files from the FBI totaling the 2,400 pages, so we have the pages in our possession. We cannot yet prove that the NSA was spying on us, but from all the descriptions so far of how these guys were gathering the communications of Americans going overseas and not just targeting people that they think are terrorists, it appears that they were casting a very, very wide net, and they were doing it without warrants. The President of the United States believes he can go against law. They are allowed to spy so long as a federal judge gives them a warrant. They approved 17,000 warrants in 2004, so it's not a hard thing to do. In fact, they can get a warrant up to 72 hours after they've done the surveilling, the eavesdropping, etc.
And in fact, this week, President Bush is on the defensive trying to defend that NSA action and is sort of rallying the troops, we understand. How big an issue is this, and why on earth is the Bush administration wasting its time and our money spying on Greenpeace and other groups like PETA?
Well, they say power corrupts, and if you look at Lyndon Johnson, he was paranoid about his political critics, so he had his spy agencies spying on Martin Luther King. Richard Nixon turned his spy agencies on a whole long list of people he called his enemies, the Nixon's enemies list. So it's no surprise that the Bush administration, George Bush and Dick Cheney, have turned the power they had from the public being fearful of another 9/11 attack into not capturing the real enemies of the United States, but turning these weapons, turning these tools on their peaceful critics. They don't like criticism. They don't like to be pressured. They don't like people pointing out that they've launched a war in Iraq on a false pretense, on a lie. They don't like being pointed out that they're spying against the law. George Bush is breaking the Constitution as we speak with what he has directed the NSA to do by spying on Americans without warrants.
Is there any evidence that other environmental groups have been the target of spying in this most recent round?
We don't know who's been spied on in this most recent round, and so far the Bush administration has been very reluctant to give up any information. We know from the FBI files
why
that a number of environmental and anti-war groups have been surveilled. We don't yet know the full extent of what the NSA has done. All we know from the NSA is what some brave whistleblowers told the New York Times. So I believe the Senate hearings coming up in about a week are going to reveal a lot more on this, and that's why you see a very nervous President Bush these days.
Okay, I have to ask you this question. Have you or any members of Greenpeace ever been a card-carrying member of Al-Qaeda?
Not on your life.
Why do you think they could possibly? I mean, some people think what you do is eco-terrorism. I don't, but could they have confused that maybe?
There's no way to confuse it. We take our philosophy straight from Martin Luther King Jr., where you not only cannot harm people or property, but you're supposed to try to have love in your heart for your opponents. So there's nothing in the activities of Greenpeace that anybody but a political operative for the Bush administration who's trying to manipulate and undermine their political opponents could take as violent. Greenpeace has a perfect 35-year record of peaceful activities.
In fact, it's your name, Greenpeace.
Exactly.
So if our listeners want to find out more about this action, I hope they do. Is there a website, a place they can read the latest?
Absolutely. GreenpeaceUSA.org, and I hope they will, because this is a big story, and it's not going away anytime soon. When the President of the United States violates the Constitution, it tends to be a big story, and it stays a story for a while.
You think it's grounds for impeachment in the last 30 seconds?
It very well may be. I don't know what else you do to a president who breaks the law, violates the Constitution like that. Certainly, the only way to punish a president is either by throwing him out of office, not reelecting him, he can't be reelected again, or impeaching him.
Thank you, John Passacantato, Executive Director of Greenpeace, talking about some action taken against the FBI and NSA about alleged spying on Greenpeace and some other groups, including PETA. You're listening to EcoTalk. Our website for more information about today's topics and guests is www.ecotalk.net. Stay with us. When we come back, you're going to learn about endocrine disruptors. If you're not sure what they can do to harm you, stay tuned.